My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Curtis is on vacation back after Labor Day, which is not that far away, sadly. I'm very upset about that.
I can't wait.
But great weekend, beautiful weekend, temperatures in the 80s, so you can get summer stuff in this weekend. Shime is filling in on middays today, so he will be here at 10. Wiggy, Courtney, Matt Light is here this morning hanging out. This is Derek from Pepperell. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Matt, thank you. Matt, why did you not invite Bill to go hunting? That would have been brilliant. He's a competitive guy.
It would be fun to get Bill in the woods chasing something. You know, he'd have all kind of, like, you know, information and probably come very, very equipped.
Did Bill, in the 11 years that you played for him, did he reveal any particular hobbies that he had? Like, was he a stamp collector or anything like that?
Yeah, probably. He definitely history buff, right? A lot of military.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of military stuff.
Probably.
Yeah, heavy book reader.
Yeah.
Library full of rich mahogany.
Yeah.
You know, I think, honestly, though, I think history is a you know, and the military, obviously, there's a lot of connection there. And I think he just likes to have, like, base knowledge on, like, I don't know, traditional things, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like American history, history of wars, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, he's that guy.
Yeah. History of football. He'll tell you stories about football. He'd be like, oh my God. The most obscure, I remember him telling a story about a punt returner from, like, the early 80s and how he was failed in a punt. And it's just like when you talk to him about that stuff, he'll go on and on and on.
You were talking about when you were trying to get him on the Jimmy Fund radio telethon.
Yeah.
You were terrified to text him.
Listen, even when I text him. Yeah, I'm still like, there's something when, I don't know what it is.
So he's looking at his phone and it comes up and it's just the text bubbles from you because you can't compose a text.
It's not the text bubbles for me. It's when I see them coming back and I'm like, oh God. Because you just have this weird, like, if you ever played for him, and you know, Matt played a lot longer than I did, and you just, it's like, I don't know. He makes you feel small.
Yeah.
It's like you don't want to say nothing stupid because he's going to look at you like.
At least he would look at you when we were in person and you would ask a photo. When I started asking.
Ask a photo?
Ask a question. When I started my questions, he would be looking at the wall. And then at the very end of the question would turn to me. And once he turned to me, it was like the life left my body.
See, I love those moments. Like, I know they're uncomfortable. Yeah. And I acknowledge they're uncomfortable, but I absolutely love him. And my wife literally would tell me, you're going to get fired. Like, if you keep doing this stuff, like, if I would call it out, I would say, I mean, you heard I know, at least in my opinion, I'm the only person that's ever had an email exchange with the guy, at least at that point. And the one that I read on Bubs' show.
Yeah, just some may have missed that.
Yeah, but it was just an email exchange we had, and it was crazy. But I remember when I got it, I thought it was a joke. I thought one of my teammates sent me this email, made it look like it came from Bill Belichick. Who in their right mind has ever? I didn't know Bill even knew how to send an email, let alone
what was
I
the
get
email
one.
About?
Oh, that I was in. So I was in Hawaii as a player rep. I had to go. It's like mandated,
yeah,
and I'm representing the team, so I get back. Well, when I went there, it was like the start of the off-season program. Because back then, we actually practiced. Our off-season program was harder than what they do in training camp. Okay, all right, I'm done. So when I got back, I'd missed the first week of off-season program. So I get an email right when I get home from Hawaii, the forever flight, right? And it's like, hey, you know, the one guy that's not here, you know, is talking about all the stuff we do to prepare. Because when I'm in Hawaii, there's reporters, and they're asking, like, what do you do this time of year? And I gave a simple thing. Well, then I get this email, and he's, like, basically dog-cussing me for talking about this. And I'm like, oh, no, that's not, like, this. And it said, like, very respectfully yours, head coach, New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. I'm like, yeah, right. So I found a service where I could send an email and make it look like it came from someone else.
Yeah.
So I sent Copen an email, and I walk in the next day. And by the way, I stayed up all night doing this. And when I get in the next day, he's like, hey, did you send me an email? I'm like, did you send me an email? Because I don't meant nothing. And so now, like, by the time we get done with our workout and we're getting ready to go to the bubble to run, Cope's like, dude, seriously, man, you had to have sent me an email. Only you would figure out how to do that. He goes, I didn't get an email from Bill. I'm like, I didn't get an email from Bill either. And so he's like, now I can tell he has no idea what I did and or why I did it. And you know what I mean? So right. I go by Bears, and I'm like, hey, man, who came in here? Because Copen was the only smart enough guy I figured on the team. Somebody had to have had you help. And he goes, oh, no, Bill sent you that email. And I'm like, come on, dude, come on. And he takes me into his office.
Uh-oh.
I'll never forget it. Opens up Microsoft Outlook, goes to the sent box, and there is the email to me.
From Bill.
I'm like, son of a gun. So I made a decision when I got home. I'm coming with power. And I did. And my wife was like, you're definitely getting fired now, because my response was epic. And then he responded to that, and we've never talked about that to this day. And it's the greatest email exchange in the history. And by the way, I could lose everything. I could lose everything I've ever had in football. If I ever lost that, right. It would crush me.
Just keep that. Because in like 200 years, somebody's going to find that. Like, what the hell's going on here?
It's brilliant.
All right. Let's get to today's news, finally.
It's time for...
People who have lost faith in the T, I tell them, stay tuned, right?
The news.
If we lose faith, then why are we even trying?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Might be a private... you know how they have the private people that go?
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Silicon Valley.
On WEEI.
A sad story to start off this morning. A boater died at the Hopkinton Reservoir after he fell off a boat while fishing with his family. Officials and people that were on other boats nearby believe he suffered some type of medical emergency that led to the fall. They immediately called 911. A nearby boat pulled him from the water, but unfortunately he later died at the hospital.
Geez.
We can hear from a nearby kayaker, Eileen Nicopoulos, on BZ.
But I always wear a life jacket because you just never know what's going to happen. Where there's a whistle, so that if you're in trouble, you can blow your whistle and attract people's attention.
He must have, did they say he probably had a heart attack?
They said medical emergency. That's where my mind goes, but I don't know.
Jesus.
Really, really sad. And then another sad story. A rock slide killed an excavator. Excavator worker. Is it excavator worker? Excavating worker.
Well, I'm assuming that the person was working the
excavator.
Yeah, that's the big
it's the big machinery. Yeah. He was in one at the quarry in Sterling yesterday. The worker was in the machine at the Onyx Corporation sand and gravel pit when a large section of the rock ledge collapsed on top of him. Oof. Crews used cameras to get through the debris, but could not find any sign of life. They're still continuing to try to recover his body. Here's Eric Hitch, who works at nearby on BZ.
It's astonishing to see, you know, that much wreckage on top of an excavator. You never see something like that on a day-to-day basis, and then coming to realize it's a 90-foot wall that came down is just, you know, it's scarier.
Jeez.
Awful.
I always wanted to get in one of those and like kind of work it.
We could do that one day on the show if you'd like.
I would love to do
Curtis
that.
Curtis has been on the trash truck. Yeah. Matt Light is a well-known tank operator.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, owned a military tank at one point.
Yeah.
Do you still own it?
Recently sold it.
You sold it recently.
Yep, you didn't
feel a need to have a tank any longer?
No, I now have a half track.
Oh, you
moving
now,
up, baby.
So you have a better tank.
Yeah, man. Okay. Well, kind of tank. Yeah, it's got tracks.
Okay.
World War II era.
Oh.
Old school.
Oh, wow.
By the way, you want to run one? Logan Mankins. That's your man.
Oh,
he's
okay.
got several.
Oh, he has several
he's real
tanks?
Good. Excavators.
Excavator.
He's an excavator worker.
Oh, he is? Wow.
Yeah, easy thing to say.
That's the only company? Worker. Wait a minute. The man played a long time in the NFL.
Yep.
And does he do that by choice?
Oh, yeah, man. He owns them all. Buys all this big equipment. He's shaping the world, man.
He's a great guy.
He's the best. Giant hands. Like, I'm dead serious.
Was that a shot at Greg?
Yes, it was.
Inadvertent. You know what? Honestly, I'm taking shots at you, and it's not intentional.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
At all.
It's an easy target.
It's fine.
Well, I mean, but he does. By the way, he's in North Attleboro. You talk about cows. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of cows.
Oh, very cool.
Grew up ranching.
He's a big country guy.
Man, yeah.
Logan Mankins?
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of land in North Attleboro.
Great
he's
guy.
He's raising beef, buddy. Right. And by the way, that's what he did.
Any chance he could come back and play?
Yeah, but I guarantee
either
you
or
effective.
Him or anybody. Yeah.
He'd be real good. He'd be real good.
Isn't his kid a pretty good player, too?
His son's a very good player. He's down at Providence.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
The Shroud of Turin could be legit. An Italian academic released new research claiming the Shroud of Turin offers proof of Jesus Christ's crucifixion, of the wounds, blood splatter that was left on the linen cloth that they say was buried with Jesus. They're also saying that the time is matching up. When they're looking at this actual piece of cloth, the time matches up to when Jesus Christ died.
Huh. That's very interesting. There are new scientific methods.
Yes.
Which they have used to test it for the first time.
Correct.
Huh.
Yeah. And this has been an ongoing debate of whether or not this is legit.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. That's the thing that he was wearing?
He was buried with the cloth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're not too familiar.
No, you know.
They have it hanging up and you can kind of see the outline of a body. Mm. And then you could see what could be blood stains.
Okay. My days of going to like Sunday school and church when I was a kid was like, Ma, really? We got to go? And I got to listen to the guy, nail stand on day. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the basement of the Vatican, we have a whole bunch of small children being held and all the answers to the rest of the world's problems. I mean, seriously, people, I mean, what are we talking about? The Shroud of Turin, they're testing this thing now. I mean, we're going to go back a couple thousand years and new technologies.
Just because you're a non-believer.
I'm a believer. I've been a Christian all my life, okay. But all I'm saying is some of this stuff is a little crazy. And oh, by the way, can we please investigate the Vatican and the Vatican Bank and everything else?
Yeah, as grown up as a Catholic,
I am now a target, I will not make it home.
Giant conspiracy theory guy over here.
Yeah, man. The history that we've been told is a lie. You guys watch Graham Hancock and Randall Carlson. You guys study all the latest stuff. Have you seen a LIDAR? Have you seen what they're pulling out? The Egyptians didn't build a pyramid. Newsflash. Come on.
Who built it?
The aliens.
Way before the aliens. It's not aliens. There have been many, many forms of people over many millennia.
All right.
I can't get too deep into the conspiracies. Yeah, I won't sleep at night. Yeah. Truly.
It's confusing.
Stir the pot. It's very confusing for you.
No, it's not confusing. It just stresses me out. Because it's like, if I can't trust one thing, then I will go crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I can't go down the Karen Reed track today.
Oh, I know a lot about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Oh, they love, I got all
these
the answers.
These two here, they love the Karen Reed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a buddy very close to that.
Oh, you do?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about
that crazy.
Later.
No. Not this guy.
You will love this story, Matt. 32-year-old Tyler Johnson was out on a hike with his dad in Alaska when a brown bear came out of nowhere. They were in tall grass. They think that they startled the brown bear.
Okay.
So the brown bear mauled them.
Ooh. I thought the brown bear didn't tend toward mauling people. I thought that was the grizzly. Ooh, no.
Yeah, well, they're all in the same family, right? Yeah. That's okay. All very similar. Matter of fact, so black bears probably account for more instances of, you know, whatever problem, just because there's a lot more of people around them more. Brown bears, very, 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 but then you don't startle a brown bear, by the way, because they can smell you from like 7 miles out.
Oh, okay.
That bear just didn't want them in his area or her area and went after him. Bear are intimidating. I have been false charged twice. Where they literally come, like walking to a place out west, elk hunting, coming through a little pass, and I'm near choke cherries, and they like choke cherries in the fall because there's a lot of berries and stuff. And I know I'm in good bear territories, and a lot of bear. I see probably 6-7 bear a day. And I'm walking, and all of a sudden I see a thing stand up, and I'm like, oh, boy, that's not good. And then I look up the hill. And by the way, this is the middle of nowhere. I mean, you're miles and miles and
by
miles
yourself.
And miles. Yeah, because we all split up and go our own way. And you go out early in the morning because you want to listen for bugling and try to get ahead of the elk. And so I'm out there early. It's just starting to get light. I see this thing stand up, and then I look up the hill, and there are two little footballs running around. And that's the worst possible place to be, is between a mother and a potential problem with her little ones and the cubs. And I'm like, this is bad. And she's chomping, and they salivate. And she's chomp, 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 chomp. And it's
that's like
Wiggy
when the sliders come out at stats.
So, brown, lay it down.
So she's salivating and then false
and
charges.
Chomping. And she's standing up like this, exactly like that. Well, she didn't make that sound. And then she drops to the ground and covers. And so when I saw her, she was probably 55, 60 yards from me.
Uh-huh.
She covered half that in like a blink of an eye and then stood back up. And I didn't even have a heart. I thought I was going to die.
Did you pull like 357 from the side getting ready to
bow and arrow?
Are you supposed to brown get down, I thought?
No.
Black attack, brown get down.
If it's brown, put it down. That's a hunting slogan. I mean, come on.
Isn't that like black attack, brown get down?
How do you hunt without your side piece? Right, I thought
he's
a lot of
got an arrow. He's a
yeah,
bow
no,
and
no,
arrow
not
guy.
That, not that he's using the gun for the hunting party. If he's bow hunting, don't you always keep a side piece just in case of?
Yeah,
a
I mean, in some areas you can't have a firearm with you because that would be it's bow season, right? So she stood up again, and then she ended up getting down and just going up the hill with her cubs. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I wanted to scream like a little girl. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm really close to where I'm going to be elk hunting, and I don't want to screw that up either. Like, you're an idiot.
So what happened with this dude?
So he had a gun on him.
Yeah.
Shot the bear.
Got to.
Unfortunately shot himself in the process.
Oh, shooting the bear.
Yes.
Happens all the time.
Mitch, replay the video for Twitch and YouTube, and Jackson has the audio of this.
Okay. Well, as you can see, we have a brown bear here. We were hiking through some pretty thick grass here. We startled her, or him, I'm not sure. And it came charging at my dad. He made some noise.
It went to you.
It went straight to me. And thankfully, when I was falling backwards, I was able to unsheath my pistol. And when he was on top of me, absolutely unload like a on top of this guy. So did my father. I did shoot myself in the leg when I was falling backwards.
No thanks.
Yeah. I went hunting once, and that it was the first and last time for me. My father-in-law is a big hunter. He's like, yeah, let's go hunting. I'm like, all right, cool. I didn't realize we had to be up at 4 a.m. That was the first thing. And then he takes me up climbing up a side of a mountain.
Didn't know there was physical activity
involved.
Yeah,
I'm a kid from the city. He brings me up, and then he's like, all right, sit here. And I'm like, what do you mean sit here? He's like, yeah, I'm going to go over here, like, you know, couple hundred yards. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I thought we're supposed to chase down these deer and hunt them. He's not only we sit here and we wait. And then I had one in the scope, and I'm like, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
No.
You couldn't go. Oh, Wiggy.
You
Soft kitty.
Yeah,
you're such a softy.
I couldn't do it.
You're such a softy.
And yeah, and I was like, all right, that's the first and last time hunting for me. The only time I'm like, if I was getting attacked by a bear, obviously I'd shoot
it. Have you been attacked by any other kind of animal?
I had a weird moment with a coyote once. And you don't get attacked by coyotes. You don't get attacked by much. Anything here in the Northeast, like people are always afraid of like a coyote coming after him, and you know, or a fisher cat or a bobcat. I mean, we have all those things, right? But none of that stuff's coming after you. But it was pitch dark, and for whatever reason, this coyote was not happy with me. And I think I did actually startle this one. Pitch dark, and it was the gnarly. It was like, remember on the Neverending Story?
Yeah.
One of the greatest shows of all time, Atreyu, Artax, you know, the big flying dog, you know, Falcor. Anyway, it was like that thing in my mind because it was like... And it was pitch dark. I couldn't see this.
And it was following you?
No, I had gotten off the trail a little bit. And the only reason I knew that is because I was hitting leaves. When I was on the trail, there was no leaves. Got off the trail, and I went to back up. And then that thing just started making that noise, and it was the most intimidating. And I'm like swinging an arrow, like. And I remember thinking to myself, like, again, because I pull so many practical jokes, I wonder if this is somebody messing with me. And they probably have night vision watching my dumb.
Hey, do you only bow hunt? I notice every encounter, you only got a bow.
By the way, did anybody not think that this guy was extremely calm for just getting attacked by a bear and shooting himself?
Yeah.
He's like telling a story. Like, what you see over here?
Wow.
Yeah.
So the coyote did not get you, thankfully.
Nope. No.
Yeah. But you were like,
still alive.
Underwear change, please.
Oh, yeah. It was sick. All right.
We got to take a break.
Yeah.
We'll get to the rest of the news with Courtney and Matt Light next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.